Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex, returning a call from the Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
This is Anton Lacey.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I'm trying to file for my unemployment.
Okay. The Social Security number.
416-23-5439.
First and last name.
Anton Lacey, ANTONLACEY.
Verify the driver's license number and your mother's maiden name for security reasons, please.
Okay, I-069-271.
And the mother's maiden name.
Linda Lacey.
Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
Huh?
Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
No.
And your mailing address?
165 Indy Creek Road, Tyler, Alabama.
Is it Tyler, Alabama?
Yes, three
And the
six
zip
seven
code?
eight five.
165 Indian Creek Road, Tyler, Alabama, 36785.
Yes.
Is the residential address the same as the mailing address?
Yes.
Has the address changed in the last year?
No.
Your telephone number.
334-538-4311.
Okay. What was the name of the last employer and the name of the company on the pay stub?
Dollar General.
The telephone number to the employer.
334-523-6242.
The day you started working there.
Oh, God, the day I start working, September. It was like in September, ma'am, or something like that.
September of this year.
Yeah, September this year.
And the last day that you worked.
And November the tw I think November the 28th.
The city the work was performed in.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after the last day of work? That includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay.
No.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
She just fired me.
What was the reason for the
She didn't.
discharge?
Huh?
What was the reason for the discharge?
I guess she didn't no longer need me, ma'am. Or I really don't know, but I guess she no longer needed me.
The name and the title of the person who discharged you.
Keisha. All I know, her name is Keisha.
Is that a manager?
Yes, just imagine.
Do you elect to have 10% of the weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, I wouldn't want that.
I'm about to provide you with your PIN number for the weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
Oh, one moment. I'm ready.
The number is going to be 3986.
3986. Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we
Okay.
finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System.
Okay.
So you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Keep a list of your weekly job contacts. You may be selected for an eligibility review at a later date and required to submit evidence of your work search. You must also register for work and maintain an up-to-date registration with the local employment service or career center in your area. Okay?
Okay.
All right, give me one more second. My system is moving a little slow. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by the telephone or the internet in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And if you choose to file via the telephone number you will need to call every week, it's going to be
800-752-7389. Okay.
You can file your weekly certification any day, Sunday through Friday, but a failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 p.m. could result in a loss in the benefits. Make sure you're filing your first certification either by the telephone or the internet this upcoming Sunday, okay?
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. A failure to follow the instructions as listed could result in a loss of your benefits. Okay. And if you do not receive the pamphlet within the next 7 days from today, or you have questions about that information, please call the 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
We've completed the unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
When it comes down to it, if I do get do I have to give you an account number just in case they send the money to?
You provided that information.
Oh, okay. I already did that. Oh, okay, I did it already. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Have a good day.
All right.